Pianist and composer Dan Knight has performed all over the world, but he has always called Iowa home. Today, he'll visit us to say goodbye, at least for now. It's Talk of Iowa from Iowa Public Radio. I'm Charity Nebbe. This hour, I'll talk with Dan Knight about his plans for the future and his upcoming farewell concert. We'll also create a soundtrack for the summer. Think of a song that reminds you of a favorite summer memory. Share your story with us, and Dan will play your song. Call us at 866-780-9100 or send your story to talkofiowa@iowapublicradio.org. Join our conversation after the news. It's Talk of Iowa from Iowa Public Radio. Good morning. I'm Charity Nebbe. This is a bittersweet Talk of Iowa today. One of my favorite guests is here in the studio, but he's here today to say goodbye. Pianist and composer, Steinway artist Dan Knight is here today. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning, Charity. It's great to be here with one of my favorite hosts. So right back at you.
Well, we're going to talk about what you're doing, why you're leaving, and how you say goodbye musically. But I also want to mention that this hour, just as we've done at Christmas and Valentine's Day, we're going to create a musical soundtrack this hour. And the way this works is you think of a summer memory that has a song that goes along with it, and tell us your story. You give us a call at 866-780-9100. You can also send your story to talkofiowa@iowapublicradio.org. Tell us the story and the song, and Dan will play it if he knows it. And Dan, we put a few caveats around this on Valentine's Day.
Dun, dun, dun. Right?
So about what year would you say you stopped paying attention to popular music?
I think it must have been somewhere in 1982 or 83. Disco killed me. It just did. And I stayed around for a while, but that's when I kind of went back kicking and screaming, looking for melodies and harmonies and things from which I could improvise, you know. So I've gone back to it and kind of rediscovered some things that I overlooked.
But for the most part, we're talking about 70s, 60s, and before.
Yeah, we're talking about old guy music now.
Which there is a lot of great music
that falls into
that category. So share your story with us. And it's not a request show. You don't just get to give a title. You pay for your story or your song with a story at 866-780-9100. Or you can send your story to talkofiowa@iowapublicradio.org. And Dan, where are you going?
I am going to the University of North Carolina, Charlotte. So UNCC has invited me to come and be a full-time faculty member. Can you believe it? So I'm my current status is I'm a professional staff at the University of Iowa. I work in the Department of Dance, and I'd planned to stay there until I retired, you know, because I've lived in Iowa City since 1977, and I made it here all the way from Ottumwa. Came to school here at the University of Iowa and then decided to stay, met my wife, got married, had all kinds of interesting things happen, and built a career here, reinvented myself 3, 4, 5, 6 times, more times than not on Iowa Public Radio. But I got this job offer. I got an offer to apply for a position, and it didn't even occur to me. I wasn't looking for a job, but I got an offer to apply for this faculty position, and it sounded like something I would really love to do. So I read the application thing and the request to my wife, and Julie said, you have to apply for this job. So I started the application process and applied for it, and sure enough, long story short, I ended up being offered the position, and it was too good to pass up. It was just too good to pass up, and it was the kind of thing that the University of Iowa didn't have the time or the flexibility at the time to be able to just match right away.
Right.
So I talked with my boss about it, who was fantastic, George De La Pena, and visited with Alan Sainer and Jennifer Kale. They were the three people who gave me these beautiful recommendations. And visited with them, and George just kind of said, you have to take this job. So it's an incredible increase in salary and actually getting to be a faculty member. So it's kind of fun for me now because I will get paid. I can actually come back here and collaborate as a faculty member from another school. I can actually come back to Iowa and come back to the University of Iowa, and they'll pay me to come back and do some things here. So
what do you do with dancers? What will your position be?
Well, what I'll be doing is teaching a class in music to dancers. So I'll be teaching dancers about music, which is just an incredible opportunity to give people an overall education in the broad spectrum of the music that they will be hearing and working with as dancers, as part of their career or as teachers of dance. One of the interesting things they do in North Carolina is they have a certification process so that people, dancers, can actually be certified to teach dance in the public schools. So they do it as part of their PE curriculum. So they can teach dance from K through 12. Which is, I think, just a fantastic idea. So these kids can go out and get jobs in North Carolina teaching in North Carolina school system. But part of the deal is they have to have a general education class as part of their curriculum before they graduate to get their certification. So that's what I'd be doing, just talking with kids about this wonderful music and teaching them about the whole relationship between dance and music and how dance has an integral part of the whole process.
That's so exciting.
So it's really going to be fun for me. And you can tell I don't like teaching at all or talking. I don't think these people know what they're getting into, you know?
I'll bet they do. Well, you know, Dan, you and I have talked a lot just personally over the last couple of years as we've gotten to know each other about many of the performances that you've done all over the world. And it strikes me in a lot of the different stories that you've told me, your identity as an Iowan has been very important to you. You've talked about running into Iowans around the world, but I think you have an approach to the world that a lot of people would believe is, or a lot of us would like to believe, is quintessentially Iowan.
So I think it is.
How does it feel to think about leaving?
Oh, yeah. Don't make me melt now. You know, we were talking about this before the show, and I think it's a perfect analogy. My wife and I were talking about our home in North Liberty last evening, and we've lived there for 5 years, 6 years now, and everything that we planted, you know, that's just been kind of ho-hum. It's sitting there, you know, the peony in our front yard is, you know, had a couple of blooms, and then the blooms would die, and, you know, and it would be just this green kind of mass sitting there all the way through summer. Well, this year, I think we tried to count. We ended up with something like 28 or 30 blooms on the thing, and it just kept blooming and blooming and blooming and getting more and more gorgeous. And everything in our yard is just going crazy, it's saying to us, it's like, if I just get more and more beautiful, maybe you won't leave. and the experience has just been staggering to us because of the beauty that's being shown to us, but heartbreaking at the same time because we know we're going to have to leave it and go to a new place where we'll establish new beauty and experience that. But I think the way we've grown to understand it now is that the things that are the most important to us we carry in our hearts anyway. So being an Iowan and being from Iowa is part of my soul. It's part of my wife's soul. It's ingrained in our DNA. So the way we act, the way we live, the way we consider the whole environment around us, the way we work with other people, the way we reach out in community, the way we understand our place, and the way we reach from that and commit each other to each other. I think that's a quintessential Iowan kind of thing, and I think it's really kind of interesting. I went to North Carolina, and the first thing I did in my interview process, so I walked in to meet the associate dean. He looked at me, and he said, you're from the University of Iowa. Where are you from originally? I said, well, I'm from this little town called Ottumwa. And he said, you're kidding. And I said, why? He said, I'm from Washington. So you know, and two of the people on the faculty, two of the people, the prime people with whom I'll be working are former graduate students from the University of Iowa Department of Dance. So I'll be surrounding myself with this little cadre of Iowans and former Iowans, and And I don't think people are going to I don't think people are ready for the kind of power that's going to happen when the Little Iowa Coalition kind of gets together and starts to move across North Carolina. There's going to be this wave of creativity that's going to hit that state, and they won't know what happened.
Well, in saying goodbye, of course, you have so many friends, so many memories here, but you have decided to put on a farewell concert.
Yes.
Which is coming up Tuesday, the 25th at 7:30 at the Coralville Center for the Performing Arts. You've turned it into a benefit for the Iowa City Crisis Center Food Bank. And in putting that together, how have you conceived of saying goodbye? What are you going to do on stage that feels right?
Well, Julie and I first talked about it, and she said, you know, you have to get together with your friends and play. And then she looked and she said, we have to pick a time when we can have everybody out to the house. And I said, oh, no. I said, we need some area much larger than that. Because I said, you know, I wanted to invite the bass players with whom I've worked and the percussion people and, you know, get some saxophone people and the whole thing and just have my friends who are all in the jazz world come in and maybe all play together somewhere. So then everything got bigger and we said, okay, well, maybe Coralville Center for the Performing Arts. That just seemed the natural place to do it. And then we started thinking about cost and then something we could do to kind of help the community out, because I think that's really important to be able to get back one more time in the place where I've been given so much. And one of the things that's been really important to us is the Johnson County Crisis Center Food Bank. We had some experiences with that and a couple of years ago, really, really, really learned about the kind of struggles that people are going through, even middle-class families, you know, trying to put food on the table for their kids, and people who have two jobs and are working 50 hours a week each are still having trouble finding a way to make ends meet. And it just seemed in Iowa, especially of all places, in a place where we grow food, and food is what we do. Food is what this place is about for the rest of the world, you know, that somebody in such an affluent place like Johnson County should have trouble with that. It was just an anathema to me. So Julie and I decided that's what we would do if we could. So we're kind of kicking off the food bank program that they usually do called the Thanksgiving in July, which is their big fundraiser. And since we won't be here for that this year, we'll be on our way to North Carolina. We decided to kind of kick that in. So that's what we'll be doing on the 25th next
All
Tuesday
right.
evening.
Well, we'll talk a little bit more about it. We'll also get into summer music in just a minute. We have to take a break. Can you play us to the break with a little bit of something you'll be playing on Tuesday?
Oh, sure.
All right. Pianist and composer Dan Knight will continue our conversation in a moment. This is Talk of Iowa. It's Talk of Iowa from Iowa Public Radio. I'm Charity Nebbe. This hour with me, pianist-composer Dan Knight. He is giving a farewell concert June 25th. That's Tuesday at 7:30 at the Coralville Center for the Performing Arts. It's a benefit for the Iowa City Crisis Center Food Bank. And, of course, he's made Iowa City his home for a very long time as he's traveled around the world performing. And this hour, we're going to do what we've done before.
Yes.
With Christmas music, with love songs. But today we're going to do summer songs or songs that bring you back to a summer memory. And you are going to pay for your song with a story. So you can call with your story at 866-780-9100. You can also send email to talkofiowa@iowapublicradio.org. And Ray in Mason City has been very patient waiting to tell his story. Hello, Ray.
Excuse me. Yes. Thank you.
Hi. What's your story today?
When I was 15 years old, my father and I went up to Canada fishing for the first time. And as we were leaving Canada, for the first time we heard Canadian Sunset by Roger Williams.
Oh.
And what did that feel like, Ray?
Well, I just remember it being It was just kind of a, you know, remember our vacation and our time we spent up there?
And it was...
My dad and I liked the song, so...
And it was just you and your dad on that trip?
Yep.
That must have been pretty special.
Ray, I had the same kind of experience. I think it was in 1976. I had a motorcycle accident. I almost died in 1971. And part of the deal was that I made with myself. I said, in 5 years, I'm going to ride my bicycle across Canada. So I got myself together. I got better. My leg, which had been like really massively injured, healed, and I built some muscle back up. So 5 years, almost to the month after I had this accident, my father drove me up to Winnipeg and let me off. And I started my little journey going from east to west across Canada. And just as we hit the border and had gone through customs, it was the early part of evening, and we were on our way up to this little motel where we were going to stay. We heard this. And it was Canadian sunset, you know, and of course it was Roger Williams from Iowa. So it was like, here he was accompanying us on our little journey across Canada. And it was a kind of a metaphysical journey for me, because it was a journey into health and something I had kind of like put in front of me as this enormous carrot when I went through physical therapy and all the pain of that. So I can see the reflection of sunset in my father's face when I listen to that song.
Oh, wow. Well, Ray, thank you so much for sharing your memory, and let's listen to Canadian Sunset, Roger Williams. That's terrific. You can join our conversation. We want to hear about your summer memories and the music that goes along with them at 866-780-9100. You can also send email to talkofiowa@iowapublicradio.org. Don is on the line next from Storm Lake. Hi, Don.
Hey, Don.
Hi. How are you doing?
Good morning.
Morning.
What's your memory?
Well, I've got so many. I was thinking first of the Beach Boys, but this was more poignant. I was saying goodbye to my girlfriend at the time at the end of the school year of college, and we're both going off to summer jobs, you know, and not knowing what the next year will be like, or if, you know, how we're coming back or when we're coming back. So we're each kind of vocally inclined, so we're singing Leaving on a Jet Plane.
Oh.
And, of course, you know, John Denver, great John Denver, wrote it, but I still remember Peter, Paul, and Mary, so... Great, great, great thing.
All right, Don. Thanks a lot. I think that's one that brings back a lot of memories for a lot of people.
Oh, yeah.
And I am a big John Denver fan. I was playing that in the car earlier this summer, and my daughter was listening, and she's 7 years old, and she said, "Mom, I can't listen to that song. It's too sad." So I said, "But when he comes back, he's going to bring her a wedding ring. It's okay, sweetie."
Yeah.
And now
Audrey's
she sings it all the
cool.
time.
She just gets it.
She's
she gets,
a sensitive girl.
Your kids get life. This is a great thing.
All right. You can pay for your song with your story at 866-780-9100 or send email to talkofiowa@iowapublicradio.org. And pianist and composer Dan Knight will play it for you if he knows it.
Hey, there we go.
Sandy is on the line now from Iowa City. Hi, Sandy.
Good morning.
Hi, Sandy. Good morning.
Hi. It sure is nice to have this kind of music and a driving along song as I'm driving along here on my way to Davenport this morning. The story I wanted to share was my folks loading us up into a station wagon when I was about 8. There were 6 of us under age 10.
Wow.
And sounds exciting already, doesn't it? We lived in South Dakota growing up, and we drove up to Canada, to Montreal, to the Expo 67 World's Fair.
Oh, how cool.
And in the back of the station wagon, we're watching traffic come toward us, you know, and we're going the other direction. My sister and I listened to the radio and heard the Fifth Dimensions up and away in my beautiful balloon. I think it's by the system.
Yes, mm-hmm. It is. Yep. Yep.
Okay. And that song always makes me think of driving up to Canada, looking backwards, and being excited about that fair.
Oh, great. And makes you feel like a kid again, doesn't it?
Oh, most definitely. And trying to hit all those high notes when you're singing along.
All right, Sandy.
Oh, there were some really, really true high notes in that, too. Yeah.
Up and Away, a great summer song. And our next caller is somebody that you share some summer memories with, Dan.
Oh, really?
John is on the line from Ottumwa.
Oh, hello.
Hi, how are you doing?
Hey, brother, how are you?
I'm doing pretty good.
I don't know if you can hear that.
On one of these things, but I thought I might have the last chance here. So I called in today, and I wanted to say that one of the earliest memories I have is when Dan would play the piano on a summer evening, and everybody in the neighborhood, because we had no air conditioning, would leave their windows open or sit out on the lawn or put blankets out on the yard, and we would listen to him for hours into the cool evening. And I don't care what he plays, but just play something relaxing, because people would literally put their children to sleep all around the block listening to him play.
Aww. Do you hear a little family resemblance there?
I do. John, thank you so much for calling.
Hey, it's good. I'll see you this weekend. Well, I don't know if I will see you this weekend, brother. I hope
you'll see me Tuesday night.
All right, I'll look forward to it.
Okay. Maybe something about Duke Ellington.
Okay.
You always love the Duke.
Oh, I shall be glad to do that, especially for you.
Okay. Love you much, brother.
I love you too, brother.
You take care.
All right. We already heard a little bit of Ain't Misbehavin'. What else have you got?
Oh, I'll play this one. This is a song that I love that Duke Ellington wrote. It's called Reflections in D. Thank you. Isn't it beautiful?
That is beautiful. That is beautiful. I wish you lived in my neighborhood.
Oh, yeah, it was crazy. I used to sit with the windows open. I would play all night long. I would just turn the lights off in a room, and I wouldn't know how long it was there, and I'd wake up, and the birds would be kind of singing, and you know how it is, that beautiful kind of like pre-dawn kind of light when all of a sudden the world starts waking up, and I will have been in the piano room all night long, and my brother would come and check on me every now and then just to make sure I was okay, but I would just play him to sleep. So
and apparently everybody else too. That's great.
Yeah, it's exactly. It was a great neighborhood to be in.
Let's go back to the phones, and we have different kinds of memories now. Janet is on the line from Coralville. Hi, Janet.
Hi, Janet.
Hi.
Good morning.
Good morning. My husband died 3 months ago, and you always called him Coach. And
Sure.
Yeah, and when I would go every night to Solon to have supper with him about 4:30, and I'd stay till 8, and those girls out there were my social life. Oh. And when I got home, I would sit down to piano and play You'll Never Walk Alone. Now, my daughter is in Charlotte right now with her husband at an internship. She said it's far enough back in, there's no hurricanes, and there's no tornadoes. And she will be back at the end of the summer, and I have tickets for your concert already.
Oh, how beautiful. Oh. Yeah, the Trimble family's always been really special to me. You guys have been some of the people who were there in the back just kind of sitting in the restaurants or wherever I was, and you helped keep me alive for a long time.
Oh, we followed you.
Yeah, you surely did in a really beautiful way.
I was sorry
to hear that Coach passed away, and I'm sorry I was out of town when that happened, so I couldn't be there. But
yeah. He had Parkinson's, so it was for quite a long time, you know.
Oh, well, see, you guys will always be in my heart, and I will always see him standing there with a whistle in his hand over the rec building at the University of Iowa, running his track team around in circles over there. And I thought, you know, I thought, what a great guy, because he was always so kind and so positive. And then when you guys started showing up at gigs when I was playing in places, it was just the most wonderful thing, because I was like, hey, I know him.
It was
just a great thing.
If you Google Cedar Memorial for O.C. Trimble and click on the video and the guest book, you will see what a diverse character he was.
Oh, yeah, truly. Truly, truly.
Well, Janet, thank you so much for calling and sharing your memories
today. Thank you for
today.
Calling.
And why don't we play You'll Never Walk Alone. Janet, thanks again for your call. And let's see if we can fit one more call in before we go to a break. Rodney's on the line in Ames. Hi, Rodney.
Hey, Rodney. Good morning.
Good morning.
We at least have time for your story. What's your story?
My story is music related. My wife was giving birth, and she was a huge Beatles fan. And so she had a CD made up of all of her favorite songs. And just as she was giving birth to our first child, Here Comes the Sun comes on. And
wow.
To be a boy. So, whenever I hear that, I always think of my son.
Oh, that's wonderful, Rodney. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Composer Dan Knight here with us today. You're listening to Talk of Iowa on Iowa Public Radio. It's Talk of Iowa from Iowa Public Radio. I'm Charity Nebbe. With me this hour is pianist and composer Dan Knight. He's here today to say farewell before he moves to North Carolina for a faculty position at the University of North Carolina, Charlotte. And also he's preparing for his farewell concert in Coralville coming up on Tuesday at 7:30 at the Coralville Center for the Performing Arts. And we're talking about summer music, your summer memories this hour. You pay for your song with your story. So give us a call at 866-780-9100. You can also send email to talkofiowa@iowapublicradio.org. Dan sent us an email from Albion, and this is such a quintessential summer story. He says, my favorite summer song is Tuesday Afternoon by the Moody Blues. It was 1968. I was 16 years old, working my first real summer job as a detailer for the local Chevy dealer, and mom and dad went on vacation with my siblings and trusted me to stay home alone the whole time. A very memorable summer of freedom, fun, and driving lots of new Chevys, including Camaros, Corvettes, wow, and even large trucks.
See, I'm going to have to think about that because I know it. So if I can pull it up from the dark, deep recesses of my beady little brain, we'll play it for
right,
you soon.
And I can't help you out on that one.
Oh, so. Moody, I loved Moody Blues. Of course, everything I think of, when somebody says Moody Blues, I think Nights of White Satin. I mean, just like immediately. So that kind of like clouds everything.
Right.
So I'm kind of trying to get past that in the tape file of my analog brain here, you know.
Well, it's a great story.
In a digital world.
Great story, nevertheless.
Yeah, most completely.
Absolutely. All right. Kathleen is on the line next from Cedar Rapids. Hi, Kathleen.
Hi.
Hi, what's your story that you'd like to share?
Well, my memory goes back to World War II when I met my husband. I was a Navy nurse, and he was a sailor with a hole in his head. He'd been injured when a ammunition ship was parked next to the repair ship that he was on in the harbor in South Pacific. And a Jeff Kamikaze came in and blew up the ammunition ship, and he had severe head injuries and shrapnel wounds and had come to Farragut to recover. And I met him there in January, and we were married the following October. And that was like 68 years ago, and he passed away 2 weeks ago.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Our song was Maria Elena.
Maria Elena. Kathleen, thank you so much, and I'm so sorry for your loss.
Thank you.
I was playing one time with the Stars of the Lawrence Welk Show, and we were doing a gig with the great Myron Florin. Myron was taking requests, and somebody came up and asked for Maria Elena, and he looked at me and said, Dan, I think I'll have you play that. So I think of Myron when I think about it. Now I think of your husband. Thank you for your beautiful request.
Yeah, Kathleen, thank you so much.
Thank you, Kathleen.
Kelly wrote us from the Quad Cities. She says, when I was in middle school, we spent every weekend on Sailorville Lake on our boat. We'd ski, tube, boat, and just float all weekend. One summer, the song Walkin' in Memphis was played over and over and over. I was so sick of the song, partly because it was overplayed and because I misheard some of the words and thought the song didn't make any sense. Years later, when it was remade and on the radio again, I just envision laying on the sun deck, rocking slowly back and forth in the middle of the lake. Now I love the song. And I miss those great summers. Terrific. And let's go back to the phones. Kathy is on the line in Ottumwa. Hi, Kathy.
Hi. My song is, well, my children call it Jeremiah Was a Bullfrog, but went through the world. It was their father's favorite song, and it was the first song that he ever taught to them. And they learned to sing it at a very early age, and it became kind of a part of our life growing up. When he was killed in an accident and we were on our way to the church in the funeral home car, we're sitting there kind of thinking quietly. And before I knew it, both of my children were singing the song. Aww. And I joined in and we laughed and cried. And it was just a wonderful celebration of what he was all about. And last summer when my daughter was married, her brother gave her away, and they danced to that song, and there wasn't a dry eye in the house. So Jeremiah Was a Bullfrog always brings back great memories.
Oh, Kathy, thank you so much. There's not a dry eye in the studio now. Kathy, thanks again for your call. And let's go next to Carol on the line in, I'm not sure how to say the name of your town in Illinois, Carol?
Geneseo.
Oh, Geneseo. All right. What's your story?
I went to Iowa in 1949 and didn't come back to Geneseo for 51 years.
Wow.
But I came back to give condolences to the sister of a friend of mine who died. And her husband had died as well. And my wife had given up to, had been taken by ALS. And so we both had some things in common. And one of her favorites was You Light Up My Life. And we had a courtship by telephone for a while. And then I finally got moved back here and proposed and we married. And right now, she's in long-term care at Hammond Henry Hospital in Geneseo, and I go to see her every day. But we love music, and my background as a youth was my brother and sisters was playing for square dances.
Wow.
And I used to serve a little church near Ottumwa in Bladensburg, and Dan might know the church.
Oh, which church?
Area. About 16 miles east of Ottumwa, out in the country.
Oh, sure. Sure. I've been out there many times. Yeah. Yeah. And a good friend of mine, Reverend Asa Pope, used to be out there. And he was all over that area. But I played in churches. I probably played in that church in Bladensburg.
Well, no kidding. Well, I was working in construction in Cedar Rapids and came down on Sundays to serve the church. And I helped them put the ceiling in that church.
Wow, isn't that amazing? You know, as a matter of fact, I'm playing at First Methodist Church in Ottumwa on Sunday morning. So I'll be down in that area this weekend. But I've been to Bladensburg so many times, just many, many, many times. Bladensburg, Batavia, all over. You know, if they have a piano in the place down there, I've played there. It's true.
Oh, Carol, thank you so much for your call, and you light up my life. Carol, thanks again for your call, and let's go to Callie now in Kelowna. Hi, Callie.
Hi.
Hi, what's your
story? Good morning.
Good morning. My story is my mother died 7 years ago when I was 15. I'm 23 now, and my most favorite memory is dancing around like fools in our kitchen to Your Mama Don't Dance by Kenny Loggins.
Oh, sure.
And I always thought it was funny because the song was Your Mama Don't Dance, and my mother and I were dancing.
Callie, thank you so much for your call. Let's go next to Jeffrey in Des Moines. Hi, Jeffrey.
Yeah, I can remember beautiful, crisp summer evenings in Mason City, Iowa. And we would all, Mom and Dad would pack us into the 76 Chevrolet Caprice, and we would go to a supper club. And we always, of course, argued about whether we could wear shorts or not. And my father would, towards the end of the evening, would get up and tip the pianist, whose name was Hob Mason.
Hob was amazing. He was a fantastic pianist.
Wow.
Just fantastic.
And, small world.
Yeah.
And the song was always, it's hard for me to say it, Somewhere My Love, which, to be honest with you, since October 2006 when my dad passed, none of us can really listen to that song because it's just too much. But that was Dad's favorite song, and and we all miss him. Beautiful song and somewhat haunting.
Oh, yeah, it is.
Jeffrey, thanks so much. Let's try to squeeze in one more phone call before the hour ends. Jay is on the line in Shoeyville. Hi, Jay.
Hey, how are you?
Good. What's your story?
Well, it's really very brief, but first I need to say that we're going to really miss Dan. He's a treasure for Iowa City, and I know that West Music is going to miss him immensely because he's a fine ambassador for them.
Well, you know, I'll miss Iowa, but I will always be in my heart. I mean, it's like I can never, ever be away, you know? I'll always be here.
And you've promised to come back and do the Christmas show with
We're coming back.
Me, right?
We already have it on the books. Yeah, yep. So we'll be back for the Christmas. We'll be back for the Christmas request show for sure. Yeah, so we've even got we're getting close to getting the plane tickets arranged for that. So we'll be coming back from North Carolina.
And what's your song, Jay?
I don't know if you know it, but Nat King Cole sang a song, That Sunday, That Summer, and it was one of the songs that actually I learned to play at one time. And I think it's a beautiful tune if you know it and play a few bars of it.
Oh, Jay, thanks a lot. That's one of my favorites, too. Oh, is it escaping you, Dan?
It's escaping me. The last one of the series.
Oh,
here.
Don't worry. I got another one in the wings here.
Come Tuesday night and I'll play it for you. If you come to Corville Center for the Performing Arts, yes, it'll be there.
All right. This one's so much fun. This is from Mike. He said, I remember my brothers and I singing Benny and the Jets along with the radio in the backseat of the car on the way to Sugar Bottom Campground. Talking this hour with pianist and composer Dan Knight. His farewell concert is coming up June 25th, 7:30 at the Coralville Center for the Performing Arts. Dan, this is one of my favorite summer memories. Thank you so much for making memories with me today.
Well, you've made it again. This has just been a wonderful show. Thank you so much. Thank you for all these great, great, great things, Charity. You're just the best.
So are you. Thank you so much. Talk of Iowa is produced by Dennis Reese, Emily Woodbury, Sarah Bowden, and Ben Stanton. Our executive producer is Catherine Perkins. A special thanks today to West Music in Coralville. This is Talk of Iowa.